to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's Friday!
Yeah, Friday!
I don't know about you guys, but this has felt like the longest week of my life.
We put a lot of work in this week.
We did.
We should be proud of ourselves.
I'm proud every day.
I am also proud every day.
It was still like a very long week.
It was like a month.
It was.
It was the monthiest week ever.
So wild. Monthy.
But you know what?
You're giving monthy.
We called Merrill Lynch this week.
Yeah, we did.
We found out what kind of toilet paper they have. And apparently, it's no better than yours,
Camel
Nation.
Yeah, so don't look at them and be like,
don't look at them. Don't do when somebody says, I work at Merrill Lynch. Just say, huh, but your toilet paper sucks.
Toilet paper still sucks.
What else did we do this week?
We launched a new hat for the station, which is exclusive.
A beautiful camo hat.
Which you can get online at camel1079.com. They are exclusive. They're so cool.
And limited.
A ton of people have bought them already.
Did you guys ever see the guys who sold the sports cards on like late night TV? They'd be like, get it now before it's gone. Get it now.
No, but Gem-minton. It sounds like the ShamWow guy. He sounds very ShamWow-y.
This guy sounded like he was popping blood. Like at all times, he was going absolutely wild. I will definitely have to play that clip later on in the show. Because it's hilarious and it brings me back nostalgia. Flashback Friday, that's what we're calling it.
Oh, love that.
See, there we go. That's how we do it. Any weekend plans, Cheyenne?
Oh, no. I don't have any weekend plans,
Today is Friday. It's basically over already.
Yeah.
We're already pushing to the weekend.
No, I don't.
Today is just a speed bump.
I think I'm going to a D-backs game on Saturday, actually. I think I'm going to spring training.
Hey,
on
there
Sunday.
We go.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well,
in
you
church.
Got the gear on.
Yeah.
You're ready to go.
So I think I'm doing that. What about you guys? What are you guys doing?
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Hey.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm willing to risk it.
I say it with that much drama because it's going to be a very dramatic weekend for us.
Yeah.
We're going to the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah. And isn't it Pirates Weekend?
It is Pirates Attack Weekend.
Are you excited?
Favorite weekend of the year. Yeah, we are super excited about it.
That'd be fun.
Gonna get dressed up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you dressing up?
You're gonna play the part.
Pirate? Like Renaissance?
It's Pirates Weekend.
Okay.
And also, I only have one outfit, and that's a pirate. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun down there. And the weather's going to be perfect. I think it's going to be like 75 degrees on Sunday.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Ooh, because you don't want to be caught at the Renaissance Festival with everybody wearing those like big furry like costumes on a really hot day.
Yeah.
It's not pleasant.
Ooh.
It's a struggle fest.
It gives real Renaissance. It starts to smell
right?
Real Renaissance-y.
Breathe it in.
It gives the true meaning of Old Spice. It's like, ooh, your deodorant is very old, sir. So it's going to be a good time. Well, Camel Nation, thanks for hanging out on a Friday. We got Minute to Win It coming up with one more opportunity to get all 10 questions correct.
Yeah, but good luck, though, because they are very hard questions, and we've only gotten to, like, question number 4.
Yeah.
And we've been working on this since Monday, so.
Yeah. Well, they are paying attention. Shout out to Bo from yesterday. Got another one correct. Boner Dad. All right, we're playing again coming up 7:24-ish, so stick around right here on Camel.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Anthony's girlfriend is a straight firecracker.
Oh, I love that.
She reached out to me and said they listen every morning.
Thank you.
And she said it was coming sooner or later.
Ooh.
Today is the day, Anthony. You are going to be reckoned.
What are we reckoning for Anthony?
Well, apparently he hangs out with his friends way too much and he ignores his girlfriend.
Oh, that's yucky.
She's not happy about that.
I don't blame her.
We're going to let him know.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, is this Anthony?
Yes.
Hey, man. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Your girlfriend, Vanessa, wanted me to break some news to you this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She wanted me to make you reconfess your love to her live on the radio.
What?
She said that you guys listen to the show every morning, and she said she was threatening one day she was going to get you, and well, here we are. Here we are, Anthony.
What do I have to do? What do I have to do?
So she wanted you to have to repeat after me to start. So are you ready for this part of it? This is something new we've never done before.
No.
Well, but, according to her, if you want to like be with her, this is what you got to do, okay, bud? So you got to repeat after me. Vanessa, you are the one and only true love of my life.
Is she serious? Oh, my God.
Vanessa, you are the one and only true love of my life.
Vanessa, you are the one and only true love of my life.
My friends, Tim, Pete, and Dave are losers and will never amount to anything.
I think I love that.
She doesn't like your friends. My friends, Tim, Pete, and Dave are losers and will never amount to anything.
My friends, Tim, Pete, and Dave are losers and will never amount to anything.
Yes, this is great. You're doing great. I am formally recommitting my entire being to Vanessa Mariposa Rodriguez.
My entire being?
Hey, her words, God. Not mine, bud. I am formally recommitting my entire being to Vanessa Mariposa Rodriguez.
I feel like I'm selling my soul to the devil. I am formally recommitting my entire being to Vanessa, not doing the whole name thing.
I don't know if that was very smart.
I am scared for you.
I am married to a half Latino woman, and yeah, if she tells me to do something, I just do it. So anyway, Anthony, thanks for hanging out today live on the radio on Camel Country, and good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you for that.
You're very welcome. Do you have a message for Vanessa live on the radio?
I love you. Get a life.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15
on Camel Country 107.9.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. I'm very chipper because the thought of an ex-girlfriend of mine ever seeing the light of day in my inbox is non-existent.
You're very lucky for that.
They don't haunt me.
That's a good thing. And also, they don't come back around, which is awesome.
I drive a wedge straight into that relationship so heavy that they are gone forever.
You make sure they hate you.
I don't know if that's something to be proud of necessarily.
You got to break.
You have to just like walk away.
I can only imagine if my phone like ding ding and my wife heard it. She'd be like, wait a second. Why are your exes texting you? Oh, you know, she was asking me a question about, like, a buddy of ours, you know. Wait, what? You still have contact with your exes? No chance in hell. No chance that would ever happen.
Yeah.
Because they have gotten the message. It's been loud and clear, and they're gone forever. Even my sister was like, at one point, she goes, oh, gotta unfollow this person. I'm like, yep, absolutely. We got to make it a clean break with the family and everything.
I definitely see where you're at. I'm just at a different point because I do think that everything is situational. Because I do think that exes have the ability to remain friends as long as there's like emotional maturity and like romance clarity.
I agree that there's a possibility there, mm-hmm. but why leave that channel open?
Well, that's where romantic clarity comes into play.
But even still, just friendship with a like you can find other friends. Like there's tons of people in this world. You don't have to be friends with your ex.
Right. Well, it's not really a have to be. It's a more of like.
Well, I mean, you have an obligation because there's a different.
Yeah. Well,
situation.
Yeah. I'm removing like friend like having mutual kids out of it.
Good.
Like my ex fiance and I don't have kids together, but I'm still very good friends with him and I plan to always be friends with him. But there's no, it's not a romantic thing at all. It's just, he is a good person. And if I was ever in trouble, he's the one person. If you were like gun to my head, who would you call? And you know, they're going to answer the phone. It would be Jordan. Cause I know he's going to answer the phone.
I love that.
Yeah. So it's not, again, romantic clarity. There is no romance there, but he is a good person who loves and cares about me.
And also, you have to get everybody on board. It can't just be one person.
Yeah.
Like, there can't be lingering, because my mother, she's always, like, the worst. She's the absolute worst. I really liked her. I'm like, Ma, I haven't dated her in 12 years. What are you talking? Well, we still follow each other. I'm like, what do you mean?
Your mom would follow. Wow. Your mom would do that.
Yeah, my mom is the worst. She has no wherewithal when it comes to, like, just being cool in these situations.
Yeah.
She's the absolute. Hey, she'll say this to my wife. Remember that girl, Nico, that you used to hang out? I'm like, shut up. Shut up.
That's wild.
She's the absolute
worst.
She
just talks about it. Because there's a difference between continuously bringing it up and just following somebody on Instagram.
Yeah, no. My mother has no wherewithal at all about social P's and Q's when it comes to bringing up the exes in that situation.
I think I only mutually follow one of my little brother's ex-girlfriends and one of my older brother's ex-girlfriends, and that's it. And these were like 15 years ago ex-girlfriends.
Right. Okay.
That, like, we grew up with.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm not following none of them.
No. Hell
and I'm
no.
sure as heck not bringing them up. Hey, Zachary, you remember when? No. No.
Oh, I know you just got married, Zach, or you're about to get married in a couple weeks. Remember that time me, you, and your ex-girlfriend went and hung out?
No.
Stop it. You're a situational communication with the exes. I am absolutely not. Don't get me wrong, though. There were a couple points after I had broken up with a girl, which, mind you, I've never broken up with a girl personally. They always break up with me for some reason. Okay. I'm perfect. I don't know why anyone would ever want to break up with me.
Okay.
But that phone number did linger, and I was like,
You hovered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never did it, though.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't, because I absolutely love your wife, so you're where you're supposed to be.
Yeah. I'm glad that still worked out, too. Is there anything more disgusting than sticking your hand straight into some hot, gooey, sticky?
At this point, no.
Trash.
Definitely not.
I can only think of one thing worse than that.
There was always this one kid in school. His name was Rusty. And he was the kind of kid who'd been to the orthodontics like 15 times a week. And every single, I would say once a week, he'd be like, hey, guys.
My retainer's in
my
garbage.
Retainer's gone. Oh, no.
I also had somebody like that too. Yeah. It was like, why can you not keep track of your retainers?
And then, like, he'd walk up to the lunch lady and they'd be like, no, Rusty, no. I'm not digging through the trash for you. You better get your butt into that trash can yourself.
I had retainers and I never once lost my retainers in the garbage.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Because I also didn't want to be the person having to dig through the garbage for my retainers.
Yeah. That's,
you know?
Pretty dang gross.
It's disgusting. Garbage is gross.
Yeah.
Garbage is gross.
I follow one guy on Instagram who makes a living dumpster diving. He'll go to, but it's not like restaurants, right? Because what are you going to dumpster dive from? You know, the PF Chang's? Guys, I got egg rolls. Guys, I got egg rolls.
I got the firecracker
over here. Like, he dumpster dives like TJ Maxx,
right?
And like, oh, they threw away this sunglass display. Check this out. And he's got a GoPro on his head, and, you know, he catalogs it. It's good. It's good content.
My dad is off to those people.
They're clean dumpsters. Yeah. You can dumpster
dive. As clean as a dumpster is gonna get.
What if you were like, okay, so picture this, Cheyenne.
Okay.
You are freshly newly engaged, and you're not used to wearing a ring on your ring finger.
Uh-huh.
So you are, you know, not super cognizant of it. It's not on your radar yet. It's not, it hasn't become a part of your body yet. And it took it off and put it on a tray or something. Would you go dumpster diving for that?
1,000%.
So
I waited this long for an engagement ring. I will find it once I get it.
Okay, so the engagement ring is absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, what is something that you might consider? Yeah, it's gone. It's in heaven. It's in food heaven.
The majority of things that I can replace. I do not do well with garbage. I don't do well with the smell of garbage, especially if there's like food remnants in there. And it's like, not to be gross, but like that really...
Yeah, no, it's gnarly.
I can't.
Call me the garbage man at this point, because if it's like trash that's been there for a few days and it's just starting to get a little funky, I'll go for it.
No.
I'll go for it. Like, even if it's like a $20 bill or something, I'm going for it.
Well, yeah.
Well, cash, $20 bill. You know. Cash like a $20 is another bill? Thing.
Yeah. I understand cash.
Okay.
But like, last week I legit accidentally dropped my chapstick that was only 3 days old, and I heard it work its way all the way down to the bottom, like,
nope.
Like a Plinko game. And I was like, well, I'm glad that was a two pack.
Yep. Guess I'm going to the QT to get a new chapstick today.
So the $4 chapstick is a no go, but the $20 bill is a go.
Yeah, because I can use that on anything.
Exactly. What about a $10 bill?
How far did it go?
Is it touching old gravy?
Well, what if it rolled? It got compressed.
How does a $10 bill roll?
Well, you pushed it down is what I'm saying.
Okay. Like,
you compressed it down with some other hot trash. But you know it's in there. Would you go for it?
I don't know. If I didn't know exactly where it was, that's probably a no for me.
Well, that's the limit right there. $10.
Maybe. Yeah, that's probably a no.
I don't want to be bougie, but like, dang.
it's $10. You know, gas is expensive. Abe
goes, oh man, my $10 was right here. It was on my tray, and then everybody at the table goes. We got a cover girl coming to town.
Easy, breezy, beautiful.
Ballerini.
We've been so good about reading minds today.
What the heck? We're always off when we do that, though.
It's the last part. I don't know why.
Anyway, she's coming to town March 25th, Footprint Center. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone right now with us, Kelsey Ballerini.
Hey, Kelsey.
Hey. How's it going?
We're good. How are you?
So good, guys. It's sunny in Nashville right now. Oh, bless.
We can't wait till you come see us.
I cannot wait to be there.
It's been a while since you've done a full show in Phoenix, I feel like.
That feels illegal. I'm so sorry.
What we really needed was Kelsey to live a little life, to record an album, and then say, you know what? I'm taking it on tour to Phoenix.
I'm loving it.
I was so excited. Honestly, I needed a second. You know, I had just gotten into my 30s and I just needed to make sure that I had my footing in my real life and then write about it and just have some time for myself and also time to try new things like doing The Voice and that kind of stuff. And
right.
Yeah.
It let me get to a point where I really, really missed being on the road and I wasn't so conditioned to be doing 5 shows a week. And I think that's made this tour a lot more special is we really missed it. So there's like this extra presence that we have on stage every night.
You know what? It's funny you say that because I heard that. So my good friend, Scotty K, works up in Chicago and saw your show. And when I talked to him about it, he said the exact same thing.
Oh, good.
Like there is a vibe about your show this round that's just like breathtaking.
That makes me happy. We put a lot of work into it. And it's my first big girl tour. It's arenas. It's what I've always wanted to jump up into. And
yeah. It's Madison Square Garden.
I know, it's so dumb.
Like, what?
Yeah.
I know, guys.
That's really cool.
It's been nice to have a slow burn to get to here because then we all really appreciate it.
How are you feeling, by the way? You sound very healthy right now.
I do? Oh, I had a day off yesterday. That was thrilling.
The day off will get you in a good spot.
It really will. I feel like I come back to life. I find my personality a little bit.
you've been a busy lady.
Yeah.
Between The Voice, can we talk about Easy Breezy Beautiful?
Cover girl. The girly girl in me just dies every time I get to say that.
That's
for real.
So good. Every time we do something that sounds pretty awesome on the air here, I go Easy Breezy Beautiful.
Cover girl. Love it.
I love it.
So that's another accomplishment. Man, that's got to be so cool.
It is so cool. I mean, I've loved being able to do things that are like not super genre specific while being a country artist, whether that be like being a coach on The Voice or doing a CoverGirl campaign or that kind of stuff where it's the stuff that not only me and Knoxville, you know, grew up loving and respecting, but like anyone that listens to anything would.
Any surprises in store on tour?
I'm changing the set from East Coast to West Coast. So y'all's show will be different than what's happening now.
That's cool.
And every now and again, I'm trying to have a friend come out. I don't know when or what cities, but I have a couple more artist friends that I'm trying to align for a couple shows. So who knows,
love
y'all.
That.
Nice.
I love a nice little artist surprise.
Keep myself on my toes.
We're just happy to have you back in Phoenix.
Thank you. I can't wait to see you guys and and play the show. I have a day off there the day before, too. So,
are you coming in early?
Yeah. So I'll get to...
What are you going
to
do?
Frolic. I don't know. What should I do?
I mean, it's a great time to golf if you're a golfer.
If I was golfing, everyone would be like, you can go home now.
They'd be like, look at her go. Look at her just trying.
I hit the ball to the right. It goes to the left. It's not fun for anyone.
No, yeah. You know what you got to do? You got to go to one of the fancy schmancy resorts, maybe the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess Hotel.
That's a good one.
Get yourself a room for the day. Go to the heated pool spa treatment.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Live that
bougie
Scottsdale life. That's what you got to do for the day before your show.
Okay. That sounds like a dream off day.
It does. It really does.
There we go. I'll have my wife join you.
Okay, deal. Girls Day.
Girls Day.
I live for it.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Nico, we've got Christina in Tempe on the line. She is ready to play Minute to Win It. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
So we had four questions revealed yesterday. Were you listening?
I was.
So you know then that you have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You go as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over.
Okay.
Are you nervous, Christina? I'm feeling some nerves for you.
I am, because I don't know the other six answers yet.
But well, you know four, so that's a start.
It's all part of the game, my friend. All right, let's go.
10 questions, 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
In what country was Keith Urban born?
New Zealand.
What is the icon used for sending and sharing a post on Instagram?
And a paper airplane.
According to the New York Times, which day of the week features the easiest crossword puzzle to solve?
Wednesday.
Oh. Nope, it's not.
Dang it.
I thought you were going to get that one.
So did I, because that was yesterday's.
I swear, I thought that's what the girl said yesterday.
You got the last three letters,
it's
right?
It's Friday, so we might. And it's Friday. We might as well give her something, right, Cheyenne?
I think we should. We're still going to send you with two general admission tickets to the Out of the Park Music Fest at Mark Coronado Park in Surprise on Saturday, March 22nd with Ernest, Chris Matthew, George Burge, and Louis the Singer.
All right, that's awesome.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning. I think all of us in here, not I think, I know, we're all parents. And we can all... I think we can all collectively agree that parenting is hard.
Yeah. Like, I think collectively as the Camel Nation knows, parenting is hard.
One of the worst parts about it is like, you never know if you're actually winning or losing at parenting.
Yeah.
And then there's a glimmer of light when one thing happens and you can go, I think I'm winning at parenting right now.
I'm winning.
I think I'm winning. Because this happened to me yesterday. It was a little tiny thing. Ethan and I were trying to figure out, my 8-year-old and I, what we were going to watch, like our night movie, right?
Uh-huh.
And this kid is scrolling and gets so excited because he sees National Treasure.
Ooh.
Which, by the way, sidebar, one of the most underrated sequels, part one and part two, of all time.
Yeah.
The best movie. Nicolas Cage, phenomenal. That's not the point. The point is my winning at parenting because he's so in love with this movie.
It's like, so good.
He could have wanted to watch whatever weird kids' cartoons are out now because they're so strange. But my kid got jazzed wanting to watch National Treasure.
Which I believe the stories in the movies are true historical stories.
Like based off of true like treasures?
Right.
And adventures?
Like kind of.
I think they took a lot of liberties, but it's a great watch.
Well, with the whole City of Gold thing, yeah, that's probably not real.
You know, my brain likes to think that it's real.
The Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia. Yeah.
I think with the stepping stuff, like the clues and how they get to it.
The desk.
Like, those things are accurate.
The twin desks?
Yeah.
Those are real, right?
The
resolute desks?
Yes.
What bugged me out about the movie, I'll be honest with you, is we watched them and then it was over. There's two. I don't know why I thought this was a franchise that Nicolas Cage had locked up for like 18
different
movies.
Because it should
have been. Yeah. It can be. And I mean, he's kind of lost his mind at this point, but why not? Harrison Ford is still making Indiana Jones movies.
I know.
And that one's on like 10 at this point.
It could have been
Nicolas Cage. Here's my ode to you.
The floor is yours, Nico.
Nicholas Cage. Coppola. I think his real last name is Coppola. Nicholas Cage Coppola, please find it within yourself to not be selfish. Do not do another skeleton hunter movie. What was that where he was like a rider?
Ghost Rider. Yeah, that's Nicolas also a Cage, great movie.
Do not do Ghost Rider. You thought it was good?
I didn't mind it.
Oh, jeez Louise.
I also love Nicolas Cage.
But so. National Treasure. Amazing film. Great movies, man.
So good.
Can you please just make a number three for the public?
I feel like I need a conclusion. Like, it left me very open-ended.
Wiley, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
It's great.
And he's like, Ben, because his name is Ben in the movie, if you were trying to convince me, I'd already be convinced by now, and you'd have less information. We need another one! That's all I'm saying. And I felt like I was winning because my kid is on the National Treasure train.
I love that for him. I love that for my son, who also loves the movie. And it's an older movie. Like,
it is.
The last one came out in like 2009 or 10.
I know.
So we're talking like really old movies that kids love still.
And I'm here for it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, expose your kids to National Treasure. It is a national treasure.
If you haven't already, you're not winning.
You're not winning.
That's not a win.
Well, actually, I am curious because I do want to know what people are doing to win at parenting right now.
Yeah.
Because if showing them a movie that's 25 years old is winning, hey, I'm all in for that.
I love that.
602-894-5653. Camel Nation, hit us up. I got to give it to you, Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Big win with the National Treasure move.
Thank you. That's a pat on my back for me.
Because with these kids nowadays, it is tough to get them to do anything.
It's true.
Gianna and Tempe from the Camel Nation's on the phone. What is your parenting win?
My son, when I know he is growing up and doing the right thing and listening to what I have told him to do, taking a shower every day, sometimes twice a day, depending on what he's been doing outside.
You're telling me that you have raised your child, your teenage boy, to take a shower on his own?
Yes, yes. Because you know why? The girls are liking him. Or he's liking the girls.
See, there it is. It's always the girls. Yes,
he's beginning to smell himself.
It's not good enough to smell good around mama anymore.
No.
Now,
the ladies.
He's got some interests.
Right.
As also a mom of a teenage boy, good for you. That is a solid parenting win.
Absolutely, because teenage boys don't really care about how they smell.
No, they stink.
No, they don't. Yeah, and he's clean, washes his clothes. Yeah, he ironing somewhat. Yeah.
What? Wait, what? What?
Yeah, look at you.
He washes his clothes too?
Yes. Wow.
What kind of child employment situation you got going on over there? How do I do that? My wife is going to turn the big 4-0.
I'm excited for her. She's gone all out for this birthday party.
She is excited, but she's also at that point where she's like 40. Ooh.
She's feeling that way?
Yeah.
40 is a great age.
I love it.
Yeah.
She's aging fine, like
she's
fine wine.
Stunning.
I'm just glad that she's doing something that at the end of the day, she's going to be very happy with, number one, because we are throwing a crazy party. And number two, she's not going to look back at it and go, I did the same old thing again for my birthday.
Right.
I got my friends together. We all sat down at a pretty meh restaurant and we had meh food.
Which I feel is what a lot of people do. Like, they just go to meh.
Exactly.
Like, where'd you go, meh?
If I was like, hey, guys, we're going to Nobu for my birthday this year, people would be like, wait a second, hold up.
Hold on a second.
When is your birthday? 8 months from now?
On the calendar.
Okay, fantastic.
Saving money.
You mean next week we're going to Nobu? I'm supposed to be saving for that place.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that we're doing it big. We're not doing it mediocre at all. Unlike my birthday, which I like to do mediocre.
All out for your wife, mediocre for you.
I'll be honest with you, for my 40th birthday, we had like a little home thing at night.
Uh-huh.
But aside from that, like, we still went to Benihana.
Benihana's what you do for your birthday every year?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of just become a tradition. It used to be go to a really fancy steakhouse in New York City. And then I got married and had a child. And I was like, I'm a Benihana guy now. And they give
funny
you a free...
how marriage changes you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They give you a free meal too for the birthday boy.
Oh, dude.
Do they give you a coloring book too?
Yeah, I got a coloring book, Dad, and I put a bib on, and so the food doesn't go down my pants. I love it though. So we're gonna do it big this year, guys.
Everybody's
invited.
Yeah, one of my best friends, I get the invite like clockwork every year. He wants Outback for his birthday. And bless his heart. If you're listening and Outback is your jam, I don't mean to. I'm just saying, you know, there's other spots.
But also, every year, it's Outback.
I mean, it's every year, though. And then, so finally, this year, because it just happened, I was like, I just brought it up casually, like, so what's the deal? Why we do this? And he's like, I don't know. It's just what we've always done. And I'm like, wait, so you're not even enjoying it either?
The most subtle way to tell someone what you're choosing sucks.
But it turned out he thought he was a super fan. He's not. It's literally just what he's always done, so he doesn't break from it. And I'm like, oh man, this is psychological at this point.
I love the mediocrity of Benihana. Like, there is always that Kasai place that we talk about, which is like elevated Japanese steakhouse teppanyaki, but I like the fact that it's super corny and they're throwing the shrimp tails in your hair.
I've never been to Benihana.
Oh my God, it's such an experience.
But I also think the things like that is in Outback Steakhouse too. It's so much consistency. You know what you're getting every single time.
True, very true.
I cannot stand when I go to a new restaurant and I order something and it's not worth my money. It makes me so upset. Yeah. So even though,
and you don't want to ruin every one of your guests' experiences.
Exactly. So if mediocre is the way to go because there's consistency.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've never had a bad Bloomin' Onion. I'm just saying. You know? Right.
So is he going to switch it up next time?
Yeah. Did you talk him into going somewhere else?
I actually think we may be going someplace different next year.
Maybe like a, you know, Texas Roadhouse or something?
Maybe Benihana.
One step at a time. No. One step at a time.
You can join me. The fact that you think it's normal, Cheyenne, to have a lot of junk in your trunk is offensive to me.
I don't have junk in my trunk. I have things
essentials
that make sense to have in my trunk for the things that I always have going on.
For the once in a trillion days you might need that bicycle pump. Actually, that could be quite useful.
I think, though, like, I also, like, my trunk is where things, A, go to die. Like, that's what that's their death place.
Yeah.
Like, I still have a comforter in my trunk. My comforter and my sheet, actually, from Country Thunder last year. It's still in my trunk. I also have a pillow in my trunk because you never know when you need a pillow to take a nap.
That's just gross to me.
It's not to me.
A pillow's got to be fresh and clean to
put my face there.
On. Like, Cheyenne's like, I got an extra pillow in my car.
Well, remember?
Yeah, I'm good.
Remember at Waste Management when I took a nap? That's where the pillow came from. Yeah. That's when I put the pillow in my trunk.
Her car is her house in some ways.
I spend a lot of time in my Earnhardt.
She has her like utilities closet, which is her trunk, just in case you need random stuff.
I got some tees back there rolling around. You got some golf balls.
Your bedroom is your back seat.
I might have an outfit back there.
There's a country song in here somewhere.
But if you need it, it's like a mom's purse. My trunk is like a mom's purse.
There it is.
If you need it, I probably got it in my car.
Her trunk is the junk drawer.
Don't be jealous because yours is empty, okay?
Well, mine has specifically been empty for years and years and years. I will never leave anything in my car. I'm hyper sensitive about it because I've had my car broken into about 5 times.
Oh, wow.
And I've had like, and I just didn't learn my lesson.
Yeah.
Same. After the first like 2 times, they got all my CDs. They got my laptop a couple times. Mm. One time, you know, I was done DJing, so I took my lady friend. I went back to my lady friend's house, and I left my backpack in my car. And wouldn't you know it, like an idiot, got broken into. They went right through my trunk, stole my laptop again. I had to get all that music and download it again.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I don't have that problem because I don't leave valuables in my car. But, like, my car is the car. They'd be like, oh, she probably got some good stuff in here. And then they break in and the joke's on them. Like, what are you going to take? My comforter? You're going to take my golf shoes?
You want some Wheat Thins from 96?
Okay. I'm pretty sure there's a fry on the floor from 5 years ago. Like, have at it, buddy.
Abe, what you got in that trunk?
I definitely have a guitar amp from like 6 years ago.
Okay. Do you even play guitar?
No.
Okay.
and I definitely have one of those CD things with about 300 CDs in it.
Oh, from, yeah.
And it's funny because I've never used it in my current car. So I transferred
it
from my
player
old
in
car.
Your current car?
I do. Oh. Which I know itself is rare.
Yeah.
But like the funny thing is I took it out of my old car, put it in the trunk of this new one, which is not even new anymore. Like I've had it for 7 years.
Yeah.
Never used any one of these CDs in it, but yet I'm still toting it around. I don't know why.
The trunk is a weird place.
It's a portal.
yeah. It could be.
I don't know what it is.
It's a thing.
It's mysterious, this trunk of ours.
What is the oldest thing people have in their trunks right now?
Yeah. I want to hear about that.
Yeah. Like, what? How long did you leave something in your trunk to fester?
Yeah. If you have a cooler that's filled with, like, water from ice from 3 summers ago.
Oh, no.
I want to hear about that.
That's a science experiment.
Like, you probably got some food in there. I had some ham slices, too.
Oh, no.
602-894-5653, Camel Nation. You can text us, call us. We want to hear from you. So if you were ever looking to start a fire, break out of jail, take down a Costco, rob a bank, just look for materials in Cheyenne's trunk.
You know, I'm prepared, okay? I like to think that I am prepared. You want to hit 18 tomorrow or today, that's fine, because guess what? I got most of the stuff I need in my trunk.
Boom.
So there's that. You need a nap? I got you too on that. yeah, you need a new wardrobe change? Got you. You need to go to the gym? I got my gym bag. We're fine.
I love it. universal versatility. That's what your trunk is.
I'm prepared.
You have the Swiss Army knife of trunks.
Yep, I do. It's true.
All right, we got some text messages from the Camel Nation.
So, text from the 602. I got a life-size cardboard cutout of Elvis in my trunk. I bought it at a garage sale for laughs, and now Elvis tours with me everywhere. Thanks for a great carpool, buddy. And he never argues about the music.
I like that. Also very strange, but I like that.
Hey, I kind of like it. Text from the 623. My trunk is like a Mary Poppins bag. It's endless. Currently, I have a mini inflatable pool because you never know when you'll find the perfect spot for a spontaneous pool party. It's all about being prepared. See? It's
there we
about
go.
Being prepared. Text from the 602. I have a collection of rubber ducks in my trunk. It started as a joke, but now every new place that I visit, I get a rubber duck. And my trunk is basically a bathtub on wheels.
Wait, this has got to be a prank, right? A bunch Probably of rubber
not.
Duckies?
Probably not. It's like the easiest thing to buy at a tourist shop. Like, I mean, it's a rubber duck.
My daughter has rubber ducks.
What the hell?
They're all wearing something different. You know what I mean? One looks like a rock star. One looks like a sailor. One looks like
There's so many options.
Yes.
I see that. Okay.
I don't know.
So rubber ducks.
There we go.
Well, Camel Nation, they're prepared in their trunks.
Yeah.
Their trunks are prepared.
I had a feeling that they would come through on this one.
And they did.
And just gave me an idea of what I need to fill my trunk with now.
Hey, if you filling your trunk makes you happy, fill the trunk. If having an empty trunk makes you happy, have an empty trunk.
I love that.
It's your trunk. You can fill it the
Stuff
way you want to.
Yo trunk. 20 years ago, you could find me at one of two places. You could find me at home or...
The club.
At the club.
The club, where everybody's family.
That's exactly where you would find me.
Yeah, because you were a DJ in New York. I mean, it makes sense.
Not only because I was a DJ, but also like I was a club rat.
I was trying to give you some credit, Nico.
I appreciate that. You always try to big me up.
He was working.
I love grinding. That. I love that when you do that for me. Nowadays, you can find me in one of two places. At home or... The Safeway. Club Safeway. I don't know why, man.
He's a family man now.
Like, I'll go in there. I'll try new things all the time. That's where you could find your boy.
What are you trying at Safeway? They don't even have samples.
Oh, I just realized the, it's a chicken salad from the deli, but it's got like fruit and nuts in it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Holy.
That stuff is money.
That is a life changer. It's got cranberries in it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So, needless to say, that's where I hang out.
Okay.
I found myself the other day talking to the butcher.
You sound like such an old man right now.
I know. There were people waiting for things, too. And I was like, no. No, ladies and gentlemen. We're having a conversation. Don't interrupt us.
Chopping it up with the
butcher?
This
is busy stuff. Yeah.
Okay. What are you talking about?
Because I was just curious. I'm like, hey, do you guys get like a half cow, quarter cow? How do you guys get it in? you know, where do you break it down from? And he explained everything. Uh-huh. He's like, yeah, and then, you know, then we cut out the flank steaks, and then we put those aside, and then, you know, of course, deeper in, we've got your porterhouse, which is your filet, and then your ribeye on the other side. I'm like, I was fascinated.
So they cut it up at the store?
Yeah.
They get the whole cow?
Like, no, they get like strips of it. So
okay.
No, no, yeah.
So
my question was, okay. Do you get a whole cow? And he's like, no, no, no. So I'll get a whole strip. This is such nerdy talk.
No, I'm so invested right now.
He'll get a strip of ribeye, uh-huh. Like rib bones, basically. And he'll cut them individually, and then he'll package them and display them.
I don't know what I thought, but no part of my brain thought that they actually get like the quarter cows and cut it up there.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's
maybe
one of
I
those
thought
things.
That they ship like, them in boxes.
How
and then
is the sausage made?
I don't know.
You never know.
Yeah.
So I was trying to find out how the sausage was made. And I was also like pretty upset that we don't have tomahawks at my Safeway.
Oh.
Like I love a big, stupid, like fatty, ridiculous cut of meat on a grill. Like, yeah. That's the best thing ever.
Absolutely. It smells so good.
So delicious, too. And if it's cooked right, it's the best thing on the planet. So I think I've recruited him on my team to start getting tomahawks at the Safeway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See?
And I know the Safeway by your house, too. It's a nice Safeway.
This is why I hang out at the Safeway.
I get it.
It's got everything you need.
I get it. But now you're just like besties with the butcher? Like,
I'm besties
what?
With everybody. I know the deli girl. She gives me samples from time to time. I'm getting to know the bakery girls.
Oh, my gosh.
But they're a little too chatty for my liking.
That's who you need to get to know is the bakery girls.
The bakery girls.
Yeah, because Safeway frosting, we've talked about this before. Me and Safeway frosting have a different type of relationship.
Yeah, so, you know, I will always have a future when it comes to the grocery store. So if I ever quit radio, I will definitely be the butcher. I will be Sam the butcher.
You want to know what's weird?
What's that?
I could totally see that.
Yeah, like, right?
You kind of give butcher vibes.
I would know everybody's name.
Yeah, you would be that
Mike.
Guy.
Hey, Mike, we're going to go for those spicy links this week, or are we going to keep it mild?
1,000%. But you wouldn't be able to do it at, like, a Safeway. Like, you'd have to be, like, a mom-and-pop butcher shop.
Oh.
That, you give me, like, small-town deli vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, that's my plan.
Guy.
Do you guys have a plan? No, you don't. If I were not on the radio, I would be working at a grocery store in some shape or form.
As a butcher.
People would be like, Nico, the money's in the management position. I'm like, yeah, but that's not the money in life.
No, he likes the meat.
I like the meats. I like the deli.
The fresh cuts.
I want to restock the beverage aisle. I don't know what I want to do, but I find myself very useful. Somehow
you're very attracted to the grocery stores.
The grocery industry in general. Yeah. Just fascinating.
It's fascinating.
What would you be doing?
If I were still doing what I was doing previous to radio.
No, no. What's your dream job?
My dream job.
I mean, if you weren't doing this, that's the
I know.
Whole point.
Second dream, backup dream.
probably being a stay-at-home mom.
Stay-at-home mom.
Yeah. Because I'm very blessed. Like, I know it's hard to believe when we haven't been working together for super long, but like, this is my dream. I am living my absolute dream.
I love that.
And I'm working on what would be my second one, so I'm already kind of doing it.
Yeah.
So if I wasn't doing this, truly, I would be a stay-at-home mom.
Stay-at-home mom?
Yeah, and I would raise my kids.
Which is very, very important. So
yeah.
That's a dream position.
So,
Abraham, what would you be doing if you were not working in radio?
I mean,
mixing sick beats.
I feel like producing music is so obvious, so I'm trying to think of like, oh, you know what? Okay, so for at least 20 years now, I've wanted to be a music supervisor for shows and movies.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
I think I would be really good at picking out obscure songs for like just the right scene and the right time.
You and Quentin Tarantino would get along really well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I love that.
All right, do we got any text messages?
Yeah, some really great ones, actually. Text with a 480, kind of on the same route. Well, they're currently doing what I would have done. He's a stay-at-home dad. Text from this 480. I'm a stay-at-home dad, but I really want to be a play-by-play announcer. But because I can't do that, I do it at my son's little league games.
I love that.
Until the other parents tell him to shut up.
Tom's cool. At it again.
I love that.
Text from the 623. I currently work as a TSA agent, but I'm actually in school to be a nurse, which is my dream.
There we go.
I love that. Good for you.
That's cool too.
This one takes the cake though. Text from the 623. And I quote, "Thank God this is anonymous and just a text message. But I'm a firefighter and I have a deep love for baking. I bake cupcakes for my fire crew and I tell them they're from my wife."
He's a big burly guy.
He probably is too.
But also, that's not embarrassing.
I don't think it's embarrassing at all.
Yeah, hey, whoever you are, man,
listen. Live your passion.
Let your boys know that you're a baker.
Let your baker flag fly.
I think that's a little badge of honor right there.
It should be like, Gary's the guy.
Yeah.
It'd be like, you need some cupcakes? And also, that's Gary.
It, being that he said it was anonymous, it's not anonymous.
I have your whole
because
phone number.
How many firehouses are getting random cupcakes from this guy's wife?
Right? He's just watching them enjoy it. Like, I made that.
Yeah. We know who you are.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.